Good morning, everybody, to morning prayer on the sixth Sunday after Trinity. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and
And also
also
with
with
you.
you. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let
Let
us
us rejoice
rejoice and be
and
glad
be
in
glad
it.
in
Everlasting God, our day begins with dawn, but our life truly begins when we receive Jesus into our hearts. For he with you and the Holy Spirit are our strength, our hope, and our inspiration. And so we praise you for all the joys, the challenges, and the blessings of life lived with you. Amen. And now our prayer of confession. Faithful God, forgive us when we lose sight of what really matters, when we get sidetracked by the trivial and the trite, the superficial and the shallow. Forgive us and draw us back to your Son, Jesus Christ, who embodies all that is truthful, vital, and eternal. Amen. Creator God, thank you for hearing our prayers and for your reassurance that we matter to you. You love us so much and long for us to be fully rooted in you, to rely on you, and to reflect your forgiveness, grace, and redeeming love to all the world. Amen.
Amen.
Risen Christ, you filled your disciples with boldness and fresh hope. Strengthen us to proclaim your risen life and fill us with your peace. To the glory of God the Father. Amen.
The first reading is Colossians 2, beginning of verse 6. So then, just as you receive Jesus Christ as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith that, as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. See to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human tradition and the elemental spiritual forces of this world rather than that on Christ. For in Christ, all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form, and in Christ, you have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power and authority. In him, you are also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self, ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, and in which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of our legal indebtedness, which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross. Therefore, do not let anyone judge you by what you eat or drink, or with regard to a religious festival, a new moon celebration, or a Sabbath day. These are a shadow of things that were to come. The reality, however, is found in Christ. Do not let anyone who delights in false humility and worship of angels disqualify you. Such a person also goes into great detail about what they have seen. They are puffed up with idle notions by their unspiritual mind. They have lost connection with the head, from whom the whole body, supported and held together by its ligaments and sinews, grows as God causes it to grow. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this morning is Psalm 138. I will praise you, Lord, with all my heart. Before the gods, I will sing your praise. I will bow down towards your holy temple and will praise your name for your unfailing love and your faithfulness. For you have so exalted your solemn decree that it surpasses your fame. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. May all the kings of the earth praise you, Lord, when they hear what you have decreed. May they sing of the ways of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord is great. Though the Lord is exalted, he looks kindly on the lowly. Though lofty, he sees them from afar. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you preserve my life. You stretch out your hand against the anger of my foes. With your right hand, you save me. The Lord will vindicate me. Your love, Lord, endures forever. Do not abandon the works of your hands. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
The second reading is Luke 11, starting at verse 1. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation." Then Jesus said to them, "Suppose you have a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine has on a journey has come to me, and I have no food to offer him.' And suppose the one inside answers, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children and I are in bed. I can't get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give you the bread because of friendship, yet, because of your shameless audacity, he will surely get up and give you as much as you need. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened. Which of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
It has been inspiring to hear the thoughts of Andrew and Jackie over the past few weeks. It has offered the chance for us to know each other in a new way. In this way, we are like disciples of Jesus, struggling to understand what God means for each of us and asking for his help. This week has left me floundering a little to know what to say that is new about the Lord's Prayer. In our New Testament Gospel, it is easy to imagine the disciples struggling to learn how to pray and their plea for help with what will be at the heart of their evangelizing in the time ahead. Luke gives us a version of the words that Jesus offered when his disciples asked him how to pray. These words have been combined with those found in Matthew chapter 6 to construct a prayer that has become so familiar to all of us. The prayer focuses on God's holiness and how he wishes us to live on earth as it is in heaven. To this end, he is our loving Heavenly Father who recognizes our daily needs: food to eat, a way by which to live together, and the acceptance and offering of forgiveness for daily misdemeanors. It encapsulates and summarizes our joint responsibilities and rewards. It is a contract between us and God. Those in the church responsible for the liturgy have modernized the words that we use, and indeed we will pray that way today. But for those of us of a certain age, it is good sometimes to use the old traditional version. It is a prayer that many of us were taught so early on in our lives that its words have always been reassuring in their familiarity and poetry. God, through his Son Jesus, asks us to show our commitment to our faith by our actions and not just through our words. And this leads us to the second half of our reading from Luke today. This is the parable of the persistent neighbor. Jesus describes how a person is roused from their bed by a neighbor who has had an unexpected visitor and needs bread to show the traditional hospitality necessary when receiving guests. The response is not to turn away this request, but find the provisions needed. There is a reward for the persistence of his neighbor's knocking. In summary, Jesus says, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. The one who seeks finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be opened." This is a call for us to be kind and to pray. And yet sometimes when circumstances are most difficult, that is the hardest thing to do. In these dark times, there are just so many things to pray for. It feels overwhelming. If we pray for the starving families of Gaza or the separated families of Ukraine, how can our prayers be heard above all the noise? And yet God calls us to communicate with him, and our reward may be the peace and reassurance that he can bring to our troubled minds. I always remember being admonished by a cousin who lived in South Africa when I visited the family in 1976. It was at the height of the apartheid system. There had been terrible riots and rumors that every black person had been called to kill a white man. As a 10-year-old, I asked, "Why don't you do something about the situation?" My cousin replied in dismissive tones, "Oh, what can one person do?" And yet, 20 years later, Nelson Mandela emerged from prison with reconciliation and peace as his objective. And for just a short while, it seemed that one person could achieve the miracle of peace and end man's inhumanity to man in the Rainbow Nation. There is power in prayer and persistence when it is channeled to good ends. But as humans, we so often fail to hear the truth of the Lord's Prayer. Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Our psalm this week also suggests that our prayers can be rewarded. When I called, you answered me. You greatly emboldened me. It is a hymn of thanksgiving and praise, expressing gratitude for God's answered prayers and faithfulness. So, how do we go forward with and develop prayer in our own lives? Often it is the poetry of the prayers that we find in our liturgy that appeals and provides us with a model to use when the words do not easily come to us. We often need a quiet space in our lives to focus on our conversation with God. God's direction is that we should be patient and persistent, all that Jesus has illustrated in his parable. And with each new day, we can repeat again the Lord's Prayer or find our own words and say, "The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind." Amen.
Faithful God, you created a beautiful world for us to enjoy and treasure, and you surround us with Earth's gifts to sustain us. Though our planet is damaged by greed and our destructive choices, and the resources meant for everyone to share are exploited by a few, your healing is seen in small steps we make towards more equal sharing. Forgive our short-term thinking and inspire us in the work needed to renew the earth and fill us with gifts of compassion, bravery, joy, and love for your world as we seek to challenge the deep structural injustices and build a fairer and more sustainable future. We are hungry for hope, and so we call to you, feed us with the bread of life. Faithful God, your forgiveness towards us is limitless, and though we often fail you, you give us strength to start again. We pray for a world in which we hold on to things that unite and where we seek the best for other people. We pray for our communities to be places of radical inclusion, where we look not on appearances, but on the heart. May we show the same loving kindness to others that you have shown to us, and may we be slow to judge other people and generous in our opinions of them. We are hungry for hope, and so we call to you, feed us with the bread of life. Faithful God, your generosity to us is endless, and you give us much more than we need or deserve. We cry to you on behalf of all who do not know where their next meal is coming from. We cry for victims of massacre claimed to have been carried out by Syrian forces at the hospital in Sweda City. We cry for the seemingly endless deaths of civilians, especially children, at food aid sites in Gaza, and for the horror of people being killed there as they seek the essential for survival. We pray for urgency in ending this war. We pray for Palestinians risking their lives daily just to find food. We pray for strength to carry on for all aid workers and medical staff in Gaza, and for humanitarian aid to be swift and generous. May there be justice for Earth's suffering and starving people. We are hungry for hope, and so we call to you, feed us with the bread of life. Faithful God, your love for us is unending, and you are with us every step of life's journey. Though we walk through life's troubles, you give us the strength we need to face each day's challenges. We pray for all in our community who are suffering in body or mind, asking that you would surround them with your peace. In the quiet, we name to you the people we know who are in particular need today, and ask for courage and peace as they face illness or adversity. These include Steph, Jacques, Rosemary, Mary, Brian, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Roy, Andrew, Paul, Colin, Stephen, Brian, Gerald, Ian, Sue, Cynthia, Richard, Jean, Donald, Rackingford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. We also pray for the friends and family of those who have recently died. We are hungry for hope, and so we call to you. Feed us with the bread of life. Faithful God, you restore us and give us rest. As school term ends and holiday season begins, we pray for relaxation, peace of mind, and fun for teachers, parents, and students, for time to think and to focus on what matters, and for the new energy to face the challenges of life as summer moves towards its autumn. We are hungry for hope, and so we call to you. Feed us with the bread of life. Amen.
And now the collect for the sixth Sunday after Trinity. Creator God, you made us all in your image. May we discern you in all that we see and serve you in all that we do. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And so, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. What really matters? It is you, Lord. Throw out the rubbish, be rooted in Jesus, make him the centre. Amen. And so to the blessing. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be amongst us and remain with us always. Amen.
Amen.